Reish Peches, towards the end, at Sif Yudalid. Reish Peches, Sif Yudalid. This is the end of the Simon that's talks about the Parshiyos themselves. And basically, Hilchos Mezuzah is organized, and the law, first long Simon was on which rooms need a mezuzah. This Simon is on the construction of the mezuzah itself. And Reish Peches is on hanging up the mezuzah on the doorpost. So Sif Yudalid, we're holding at the end. Karcha, you roll the mezuzah, Meisaifa L'Raisha, Me'echa Klapi Shema. The way the mezuzah is rolled is from the end to the beginning. And it doesn't say whether this is Ma'akiv. The Peskim understand that it's not. Both, that if you roll it, mistake, may you roll from beginning to end, it's kosher. Mechai Knievsky writes, and the Sfasemis Amenachis says this as a chakira, that you don't even have to roll it up at all. If you have the mezuzah flat, it's also kosher. You don't have to roll it at all. You can leave it flat. A flat mezuzah, a little picture frame. You can hang on your doorpost. He brings a raya, what? You've seen it, really? Really, a flat, the mezuzah? Wow. Really? Okay. All right. Live enough and travel enough, you see everything. But it could be.
What's the reason?
So I think the reason you roll it is it should be as close to the door as possible. We're going on later. You're supposed to put the mezuzah as close to the entrance. If you have a wide a doorpost, you put it by the entrance, because from the mezuzah and on is the shmirah. So if you roll it up, you have the whole thing at the very beginning. If it's flat, you have the whole thing a few inches later. Why Reish? That's the way the Sefer Torah rolled up also in the Ari. That's the way you close the safe. You have the front on top.
If it's flat, do you have to roll it?
Angle. Stop. Rechaim brings a nice raya. The Gemara says, Yochol yichtevenu al avonim. Where does it have a meaning? You write it on the doorpost itself, on the stone of the doorpost. Tabu da'klav. Where does such a have a meaning? So he says you can't roll up the avonim. So it's a raya that the rolling up is not mad. Akapanim, if you roll it up beginning 10, then to beginning is good. In the Sefer Chayves Hadar, he says if you roll it from bottom up, it's not good because some of the letters are upside down. If you roll it upwards, if the letters are upside down, and upside down, this is not kosher, it has to be straight side up. So that's it. All right. Anyway, that's karcha, that's rolling it. Sif tezvav has to do with what apparently was an old bad minhag. They used to write into the mezuzahs all kinds of malachim's names, things that they called Kabbalah, whether it was real Kabbalah or not Kabbalah, I don't know. But he used to write in all types of things. So the Rambam was loichem. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon here is that it's aser lahaysif ba meuma. You're not allowed to write anything additional inside the mezuzah, which is a pretty tame lashon compared to the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon. Let me see if I can find it here. Kosim HaRambam, Loshon HaRambam, listen to this. Minik Pashin, Shekosim Ala Mezuzah, Mibachutz, Keneged HaRevash, Parsha Parsha Shakai. So that we do. We'll see in a minute here that the name Shakai is in the outside. Avol. Eilu Shekosim Mibifnim, Shemes HaMalachim, Shemes Kedoshim, like Pasik. Hari Eilu Bechlal, Mishain Lam Chelet Boilam Abba. This is Loshon HaRambam.
That's pretty tame.
She'elu atipshim lo'idaylehem she'biklu ha'mitzvah. It's not bad enough that they mess up the mitzvah. Ela she'asu mitzvah gedela. She'yichar Hashem va'avosai va'ivadosai ki'ilu hu kemeya she'halnos atzman. He says, Eilem chelik lo'yam abba is a strong lashon. I don't know why he has no chelik lo'yam abba. He says, they take the mitzvah of mezuzah, which is a mitzvah of yichar Hashem, and they're making it into a shmira scroll. That it's a shmira skull. They write in Shemus Hamalachim. This is the Rambam's lashon. Perikei Halacha Dalet of Hilchis Mezuzah, which is quoted verbatim here in Darach HaShulchan Reish Peches Yud Aleph. So, it's not, I don't know if that's what he's saying. When you want Malachim to be a Shomrim, there were those that were misnagged against saying Tchinis to Malachim. But I don't know if that's necessarily what he's saying. He seems to be saying that Mevaz of the Mitzvah Mezuzah. I take the Mitzvah Mezuzah, which has to do with Yichud Hashem. Why are they putting Malachim? I mean, by Yichud Hashem, they're putting Malachim. They're Medamit. Okay. No. He's saying, he's not saying Bal Taisif. He's saying is that it's Bal Taisif, you don't say Lechelek Lalam Abba. He seems to say that it's a bazillion to the Mitzvah Mezuzah to put in Shmira words in the Mezuzah.
Is there anything to the Goyim want to come to a store that they want to put a mezuzah to? Is there any shmira for them at all whatsoever?
No, the mitzvah, we said from the Magid Mishnah or the Kesef Mishnah, the shmira is the mitzvah, not the mezuzah. Doing the mitzvah is the shmira. The mezuzah, if you hang a mezuzah from your neck, it's not a shmira. Yeah, whether it's a shmira at all, I mentioned that Taz talks about it here in a few places, including one of them I quoted is Taz Zion here. But even if it's a shmira, we don't do the mitzvah l'shem shmira. We do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah, and in mele it's a shmira. But to add words inside the mezuzah, so that's improper. So we'll come back to whether it's ma'akiv in a few minutes. Let's first learn what it says. Asa l'haysif ha'mu'uma. Ella shebebechutz kaisvin ashin and adalat a yud kinege tevis vahaya shebifnim. You slap your mezuzah here? No. Kinege the vahaya on the inside, they put the name Shakai. The Ramah says we have a different minig. Ramah's the next page. Yeshaimim neged harevach shebeina parashias. That's the way we do it. I don't know how the Sfaradim do it. They put a kinege harevach shebeina parashias. And,
what's the reason?
It's all Kabbalistic reason. It's all Kabbalistic. It's supposed to remind you of the Ravidei Shalom, so you put the Shem Shakai. How they roll it? No, it's not between the two, but it's the beginning. Remember, Vesecha Visharecha ends less than 9 letter spaces from the end. Vahaya begins within 9 letters at the beginning, so Shakai is in those 9 letter spaces, which is by the beginning. So when you roll it up, you get the Shem Shakai on the outside. Ramah continues. Now, not everyone does this. To put a hole in the mezuzah case, neged Shem Shakai, sheinira bebechutz. Kedeged the Shem Hashem, which should be visible on the outside. Now, people are not knowing this. Many people today use glass. Because that way you could see the same Shakai. I remember Reb Fivel Cohen and his shul pushed everyone to get glass mezuzah cases. He could be mekayim this Ramah to see the same Shakai on the outside. I remember Reb Moshe's house, the front door, there was a regular wooden mezuzah. Someone, that was Reb Moshe, had scotch taped the name Shakai on the outside of the mezuzah. It was a piece of paper with the typewritten Shakai, and it was taped onto the mezuzah case. I knew Ramosha did it. It's one thing. I don't know who did it. So
have a shin.
But he wasn't Meicha. That's right. Okay. But he didn't have glass. He didn't have, in those days, there weren't glass mezuzah cases around. Many of them wrap the wax paper. The ones who put it in these clear cases, they use saran wrap so it's visible. But you're right, many of them are in wax paper.
Neka sounds like it's very small. How could you see the Shakai if it's just a very, like,
thin hole? The answer is, it's not small. It's a big neck of it. It's big enough to see the same Shakai. Oy noyagin! To get silver cases, it's printed in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that a mezuzah case shouldn't be silver, any metal, because metal is mekatzi yamav shel adam. And mezuzahs are ma'arich yadav shel adam. It says printed b'shem de Baal Shem Tov, but there are those who say that it's not emes, that he never said it. So I don't know what the truth is, but that's it's printed. It's printed in his name. I don't know. What? A Becher is not Marich Yomos, it's not a steer, but I don't know. You can get whatever you like.
You don't have a porch cover or something.
It says mezuzah no is a hider mitzvah. Say the box of a mezuzah and stuff, it's also a hider.
Don't you have to have something a very like weather-type proof?
If it's outdoors, it has to be weatherproof. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Balshem never wrote anything himself. Everything is quotes.
As far as I know, yeah, it's all quotes. The Balshem Tov HaTorah, every paragraph they have, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef is his main scribe, the one who wrote things he saw. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, they always tell that he was a misnagid until he met the Balshem Tov. Everyone was a misnagid, you know. The Balshem Tov started something new, and there's nothing misnagid to. Yeah, okay. There's a very nice story that this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, I got his last name. He heard about the Baal Shem Tov. He went to visit him. Let's see what he's like. So he went into his apartment. He spoke with him, and he was impressed. You know. So while they're there, a guy knocked on the door. He was a handyman looking for a job. He said, "You have anything to fix?" So the Baal Shem Tov said, no, nothing, nothing. So he said, "I know you have something to fix. You just don't want to." That's what the guy told him. The guy left. So Baal Shem Tov told this Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak, "He's talking to you. Rosh Hashanah sent him to tell you. You have something to fix. You just don't want to." So he said, come on. This guy comes around. You think he was Eliyahu HaNavi? Like he dismissed the whole thing. And then he finished with Baal Shem, whatever he was. I don't know. And he went out. He went out to the street. And he was walking down the street. There was a guy with a cart of apples and it toppled over. The apples were running all over. So the guy says, "Help me, help me." He says, "I can't." He says, "I know you could help, you just don't want to." So he said, two times a mifus already. So that they say that, it's one of the Chassidish stories. So he got him. So he was. Anyway, back to Shulchan Aruch. Oy noyagin, lichtay mebechutz kuzu, bimuchzuz kuzu. So this says on your mezuzah, people tell me it does say. Neged. Neged Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. That's what it says. That the Shach explains that Kuzu Ritab Shach Heim Beis He Heim Baal Baal Peis Oisi Shach Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokeinu Yud Kei Vav Kei Kuzu whatever. Now, if you want it to match the Kuzu, you have to write it upside down on the back. If you write straight side up, right in Hebrew, it always goes from right to left. So if on one side it's right to left, you turn it upside down, you have to write it left to right. So what they do is they turn the mezuzah upside down, the kuzah is written upside down so that the chaf is keneged the yod and the vav keneged the hay, etc. So this is a minig in all of Klal Yisrael. V'yalpach elo oisiz b'ksivas ha-mezuzah k'dei she'yagia kol ois neged ha-ois she'mischal of bay ba'al of beisa avo b'fnim ein lo oisiv shum davar. This is what we do. Now, these are Kabbalistic things. We're not against all Kabbalistic things. Things that have a makar, have a makar. And what has a makar, we do. What doesn't have a makar, that people just have chumras, that we don't do. Now, here, there is a significant discussion about the kashrus of a mezuzah, which does have other things written inside. It doesn't say if apostles be the Yevon. If you have a mezuzah with other things written inside, does it passel? The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber's Lashon, was also la Hosef Ba'Mumah. He didn't say what the din is be the Yevon if you're Mosef letters in the mezuzah. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It seems there was a cipher who did mezuzahs, and when he was baidik the mezuzahs to keep track, he took a pin and he scratched out Nivdak on the bottom without ink. He just scratched out the word Nivdak or Baduk on it. And the question was whether that passels a mezuzah or it doesn't. The question is, Bechlal, if other oisis passel, and if scratching it is something that passels, is also a shayla. So, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, and tshuva in Chelek Beis, tshuva of Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem. It begins that the Shulchan Aruch just says Asala Haysif. It doesn't say what the din is b'di'evet. However, the Gra in Yud Ches. The Gra says, what's the makar? You're not allowed to add words. So it's interesting. The Gra says, K'may Sham Rusham, Kosva Igeres Psula. The Gemara says, if you write a mezuzah like a letter, it's pasul. So the Rambam is learning it into the Gemara, Kosva Igeres Psula. So Rabbi Shah says, we see the Shita Sagra, is that possible with the Evan? Kosva Igeres is Psula. However, there is a Tshuvas Naidib Yehuda, the first volume of Naidib Yehuda, in Chelek Yaradei, a Tshuva Ayin Dalit. He says the following. He says, it depends where the letters are added. If you add letters and it looks like part of the parasha, that's possible. Because the parasha reads, Beisecho Visharecha, and you add a word to it, you add a letter to it, it's possible. The mezuzah has to be a mezuzah. But if you put letters, totally separate letters, you add letters on the bottom of the cloth, you add letters, Yimi Shemes HaMalachim, it doesn't possible the mezuzah b'diavad, it's not read with the mezuzah. It's a davar la'atzma. It's a separate, something totally separate. And he says it does not pasul b'diavad. That's the sheet of the night of Yehuda. Rav Maisha disagrees with it. Tell me if you understand Rav Maisha's raya. Rav Maisha's raya is because it says, the Rambam says you're not allowed to add any letters to it, but you're allowed to write shakai mibachutz. So Moshe reads it together. He says, you're not allowed to add letters, but you can write Shakai Bibachutz. So Moshe's vice dice to write Shakai Bibifnim. There's no way. There's no way you can write Shakai Bibifnim. And the case is Shakai Bibachutz. So Moshe understands that means that there's no way that you can write Shakai Bibifnim. Whether that's Mukhruch or not, I think we can argue. That's what Moshe meant, that you can only write it Bibachutz, or is it meaning to write it Bibachutz? What? You write first the other letters.
Then you wrote the
mezuzah. Yeah, I don't know if it's in the act of writing or in the product that's the result. So I'm not sure. Yes. It's a pella. The rabbi says eilecheilka amaba, and you can use it for a mitzvah. Taka pella. Also, it could be kosher b'di evan. Right.
Say no other mezuzah.
What?
You
have no other mezuzah. Why don't you erase it? What? It's not b'avera because if not for the avera, you would have the mitzvah anyway. If you didn't hear the letter, you would have it. Right? Tosfos says in the Lulav HaGozel has to be that not for the avera, you wouldn't have the mitzvah.
I just
have
a question.
What?
I find the mezuzah later.
I find the mezuzah, yeah. The, Rabbi Shah writes that it's pasul b'di'evad. Even the word nivdak that's scratched out, Rabbi Shah is very interesting. He says, we find to be machshir a mezuzah, it has to have dinei ksiva. Diyai, alaklaf. He says, to pasul it, who says it has to have all the dinei ksiva? Chakika is ksiva dami. Chakika b'etzem is like writing. The Gemara in Gittin says, if you chaykek a get on a piece of metal, you do a chakika, that it's ksiva, it has a din of written. Even though it's sefer, tefillin mezuzahs need ala sefer b'diyai, but it has a din of chakika, the luchais, okay, right.
You can write
and also the tzitz was also chakuk, and it's called ksav.
Anything you want in the cover is okay?
Yeah. So Rabbi Shapasel is even b'diyavid, if the letter words nivdak are scratched out into it, it passels. I remember there was a tumult. I don't know what the maskada was, but there was a rash of stolen Sefer Torah back. That's when everyone started buying safes. After that, there was a rash of stolen Sefer Torah. They wanted to put in the Sefer Torah letters that are only visible under ultraviolet light. They wanted to put in lettering, and I remember there was a tumult about the Shaila. When you can add words, this tumul is not dafka mezuzahs. This is the same thing with tefillin and sefer Torah. So this is a tumul whether you can add to it or you can't. And Rav Chai Knievsky in his halachas here says the same as Rav Maisha, that if you add words, it's possible. Not only that, both in the Grismaish or Chayakiniyevsky, right, even if he had words on the outside, so the Seifel, right, Nivdak on the outside, they both say it's possible even B'diyev, not like the Nai of Yehuda. That if any words at all are added to the mezuzah beyond what Chazal permit, that it's missing in the tzura of a mezuzah. The tzura of a mezuzah, these letters are nothing more. And I guess that's the way we paskin, that it's going
to
be possible.
You have to write the mezuzah on
the, we learn it from the pasuk. There's a hekish ksiva ksiva, and it says in Yirmiyah, ala sefer b'diyai. So we learn out from there, there has to be Allah Sefer B'diyai.
Sefer Torah?
Sefer Torah, yeah, we learn wherever we learn Sefer Ksiva from.
Sefer Torah, it's a Hekesh, why don't have the same dinim
as you have a Sefer Torah? We do, we learned last week, the same dinim. One minute, we learned last week that all the dinim are the same. That the dinim of Sivav, we said that all the dinim of the Sefer Torah are the same as the dinim here. I mean, it doesn't, you're not putting up a whole Sefer Torah, but you're putting up. Let me read to you. Dina le'inyan da'ik siva tagin k'may b'sefer Torah. Dina was the same. It's a Zayin, that's a problem. A k'may b'sefer Torah, that's what we learned. It's Tako Hakashla Dadi. And, what? Oh, he says, okay, for Sefer Torah too. Yeah, yeah. No, Yehuda is the same for Sefer Torah. Yeah. You're not supposed to do it, but if you did it, it doesn't pass. Maybe it says it doesn't pass. That's what it says. The cipher writes, they all write in pencil until they put together the cloth. The number is on each Uriah, has a number. Afterwards, they erase it. But they write it to keep track of the cloth.
If
software
would put a check or a dot, so if that would that possibly, how do you write
a dot? A dot doesn't pass. Has a separate tshuva. He says a dot or a line doesn't pass. It has to look like a letter. Remember, he said the tagim, if they're disconnected, if they look like a shin or something, it passes. But a dot itself doesn't pass. A check probably also doesn't. If it looks like a letter, it's a problem. Our klafim that we have upstairs, we already rewrote most of them, but our haftira klafim came from the Agud of Crown Heights, Olav Shalom. When they closed up shop, so we got the klafim, and that klafim, wherever you skip in the haftira, there's a little ink mark on top of the column, sometimes on the side of the column, where you skip to, so that you can find it easily. So and it's already so, the ink is so set that you can't, normally you can scratch it off. It's very set, erased, started spreading like in the cloth. So but it doesn't pass, alone, just a dot by itself is not a
pencil.
That's the old question. The kudus you can't put in. The reason you can't put the kudus in is because it violates the kri and ksiv of a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah has to be able to be read by its kri and read by its ksiv. So we know a handful of places in the Chazal Darshan, right? Uksavtem, Ksivatama, we know a few places. But it has to be able to be read more than one way. And that's why putting it in is that's the reason given that it's a problem.
I thought
so this is, the Velt says that klafim are like a Megillah. Just like a Megillah, you only need most of the letters. So the same thing with the cloth. So I always have this cash on this. The Velt says that. I didn't see it anywhere. Although, if I recall correctly, it's many years, I think the cloth in Ramesh's house were very, remember the cloth in, you were never there, Shabbos. The cloth were very inferior. It surprised me. Like, I think if Ramesh would have asked, somebody would have donated. But they were very bad. But I have a kasha because the Gemara says a Megillah is kosher even if letters are missing. Why? Why? Because it says Igeres by Megillah. It says Igeres by Megillah. So it sounds to me like all of the Nevi'im would be possible. Doesn't say Igeres. So I once asked this to Rechaim Kanievsky. I was once walking down the street in Bnei Brak. Rechaim was walking. This is 20 years ago. And there's Reb Chaim, and very patient. People came over to him. As he's walking, someone gives him a scissor without a word. With a little boy, he cuts off a little hair, like as he's walking down the street. Very, 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 very funny. I wish I had a film. Yeah. And then he gets into a car, and the driver waits patiently. People line up at the window of the car, and one after the other. So I stuck my head in also. I told them, we have Klafim upstairs, and they're missing some letters. They're very old. And so I told him, the Velt says it's kosher. But from it sounds like only Megillah is kosher. What should we do? So he said, you should fix it. You should fix it. So I asked him, I told him it's very hard to fix it. It's a very old klaf. He said, fix it anyway. That's what he told me, fix it anyway. So I didn't, I was a little disappointed. I didn't get an answer on the question itself. Right, later, I found out that this was the middle of some kind of tumult that was going on. There's always a tumult in Eretz Yisrael. About something. It seems there was a Nadvin who pledged Klafim to a shul in Bnei Brak, in Tel Aviv. They didn't have Klafim, he pledged Klafim. And then he found out that they're probably not going to use it. It's a shtibel, they're probably not going to use it. And he found out the Letterman shul needed new Klafim. So he asked Reb Chaim, am I allowed to be Mishana from the shtibel in Tel Aviv to the Letterman shul? So Reb Chaim apparently felt he's in the Negei Abedavar. If he would have felt it's also, he would have said so. So he sent the Shaila to Reb Yashiv. It's printed in Reb Yashiv's first Sefer. It printed his letter back to him. So apparently there was some tumbling going on. That was the year I was there. So I don't know if Reb Chaim suspected that I was looking to make trouble or not. I don't know. But he didn't answer me directly. Just fix it. So we were mekayim it on the Yeshua Shaiftim, which we have one sefer, one klaf Yeshua Shaiftim. It's expensive to redo, and it's used. Yeshua is used twice a year, the whole thing, and Shaiftim is used. We have Shimshin and Devaira and Yiftach three times. So that one we fixed up. We didn't rewrite, and the Yeshaya, the other ones we wrote most of them. So I don't know the lemaisa of it, but
what he should have done is give his new one to the Letterman shul and take the old Letterman one to give to the
Maybe he did that. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to the shul. So that both Rav Moshe and Chai Knievsky write that the Vat Lachaim write that the apostles even b'di'evit, even on the outside. Now the Yehuda holds his kosher. The Yehuda holds his kosher, but what? The question is, if you write, let's say on the outside, the owner writes his name or something. So Ramesha writes that that's a psul. If you add anything to the tzur of a mezuzah, it passes it, b'di'evit. Kasui geris psula. Kasui geris means you can't just write what you want. And that's not like a Nadi Yehuda. But Rechai Knievsky here also a soisim like Ramesha. He doesn't quote Ramesha, but he's soisim that if you add something, if they move b'chutz, you should be gainas it. You shouldn't. So it's a good question if you write it with pencil. Since Ramesha writes that even Chakika is a psul, I assume pencil is the same psul. Pencil is also ksiva. You write with pencil Yechayim on Shabbos. What? Yeah. It's problematic for the other reason. Because now it's read with the kri, not with the ksiv. It's also talking about putting in the trup. Trup may be less of a problem. By Nikud, this is cited the rule of Kri and Ksiv. By Trop, I don't think there's a rule of Trop and non Trop.
That eliminated Megillah, which is not already the pictures. Megillah
is the minig is not to be Makbid, the old Megillah. See, look, Rechai Knievsky says, what's the. Not Rechai Knievsky, the Grah. Grah says, what's the Psul? Kosvi Igeris Psula. By Megillah, Igeris is kosher, so it seems that it's okay. Yeah, we don't know that, if they learn from it, but it would follow that it's kosher if the psul is not kosher again. Siman Resh Pei Tes. What? Who? Ravadia? You can add words b'snim? How can you say it? It says Asala Isif. Okay, he says Rabbi Vadya holds like the, I guess, like Nabi Yehuda. It doesn't pass over the other. Simmer Reish Peites. So we move on to the third topic. Again, topic number one was which rooms need the mezuzah. Topic number two is the tzura of the mezuzah. Resh Pei Tes, we're already hanging up the mezuzah. We know which rooms are chayiv, and we know what it looks like. How do you put a mezuzah on the door? Ba lekayva, yanichenu b'shushefere shokana. Oy shakol davar. Seems it could be silver also, right? So you make a mezuzah case out of anything. V'yikvenu b'mekayma, and you hang it in its place. V'yivarech, ashik shabbos ha'yitzivaru l'kfaya mezuzah. Now, I don't get this. I don't understand the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The order, yikvenu v'yivarech. That's out of order. It shouldn't be yikvenu v'yivarech. It's yivarech v'yikvenu. It's avalasi asad. I don't know why it says it in this order. What? B'shas ma'isa. It should have said, yikvenu b'kana, yivarech v'yikvenu. Anyway, v'lo yivarech b'shas k'siva, you don't make a bracha when writing a mezuzah. V'akaveya beza gimu mezuzahs, v'yivarech bracha achas l'kulan. If you're putting on a lot of doorways in your house, you're putting a bunch of mezuzahs, so you make one bracha, and you do all of them. It's l'chayr, it's a davar pashut. What?
Two houses
is the same, you're right. As long as it's not a hefsik between them. It's like two bedika and two houses. Right? As long as it's close to another. It's right. It depends if it's a hefsik. Tak, it doesn't say one house, right? It says, Hakaveh, basically, the mezuzah is Yivar Brachachas Lukula. It can be more than basic Gimor. I'm sure it's
Lav Dafka. So
we're going to talk about the Pischei Tshuva. I want to go just the order of the easier Pischei Tshuva is Beis. We'll come back to Aleph and Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Beis. Yanichenu b'shefei feres. Listen to this. Bahanhogas hachosin hagrozal kosav. Now the Grah didn't write this. It's in the Sefer of Anhogas hachosin hagrozal. Kosav lo yichrei ha mezuzah b'klaf u'kadayma. Don't wrap the mezuzah, we do it on wax paper or anything. Shulei chaitzis bein ha-mezuzah le-mezuzahs habayis. It shouldn't be a chatzitza between the mezuzah and the house, b'tzorachiyin. The Shulchan Aruch says b'feirish. Reb Chaim Knievsky writes in the name of the Chazainish that this is mezuyif. The Grah never said it. How he knows the Grah never said it, he doesn't tell us.
It
always goes together. That's tradition. But you know we're not knowing this way. And he says that it's not that way. The Gemara actually says kaveya b'kona. The Gemara they can answer, but Reb Chaim says b'shem d'chazeinish that it's not so. Pischei Tshuva Gimel, you make a bracha likvaya mezuzah. So he says. Magen Avraham simi yates got nav kasem avgav the kaimel mezuzah chayves hadarhi shekaz b'sheini dar b'sayecha pater mezuzah. Even though if you're not living there yet, you're really pater. After lachi mevorek ishakayva the stama demilsa kayvei mezuzah kishadar b'sayecha kayvei mezuzah. Sorry, kaseider. It should be kishadar. Kishadar b'seich, it says kaseidu in our print. It should be kishadar b'seich. V'av shedim kavak kaidim shadar b'seich. Why did you put it up beforehand? Kishadichlas lader v'ashav b'tzmaisav t'ivanu lader b'bay yeshiyesh b'y mezuzah. So this would be, if you buy a house from someone and the mezuzahs are up already, and you move in, according to the Magen Avraham, you make a bracha lader b'bay yeshiyesh b'y mezuzah. However, k'medumali shavisi b'sefer b'chayisif, Shechaylek alav, I'm sorry, some rest of the kalif. We'll come back to it. But lemaisa, we don't make a bracha lader b'bayis sheish by mezuzah. We always make a bracha l'kfaya mezuzah. And this is the issue: is when, which minute you put it up, you actually put it up. Now chutzlaris, you get 30 days if you're renting, not if you own. So at which moment you put up the mezuzah? You buy a house, you don't put up a mezuzah; it's empty. No one's living there. The movers come. How does it work? You wait till the mezuzahs bring something in, the movers bring something in. Like at which moment do you put up the mezuzah? It's very unclear. Then you don't put up mezuzah, no question. If you're not moving in, you don't put up a mezuzah. What? 30 only for a renter, it's not for an owner. An owner has to put it right away. So the question is, when you I've asked Yossi from the bracha to the kriya, so go to sleep when not before you eat supper, maybe before you eat supper.
Okay.
No, maybe before you learn. What is the first thing you do in the house? You learn. You're learning it.
I thought it's
late. There's a Sefer Habayis we have upstairs. He has a chapter on what to do. People ask me, they're buying a house. What do you do for Chanukah Habayis? So the Sfaradim are pretty much makbid. They say Zayar. And so, the main thing is you have to learn when you first go in. He brings that someone asked the Samir Rebbe, what do I do for Chanukah Habayis? He said, you don't ask me because you're not going to do it. So he pressed him. He said, you should learn whole Sefer Devarim in each room. And that's what it says. So Devarim, beginning to end in each room. Like it's hard enough, you shine a rabbi by night. And that's what he says. So what the Sfaradim do, I was by one Eretz Yisrael, is they divide it. They bring in a bunch of friends, and they give everyone a page. And they do, not in each room, but they do the whole, they have from the Chidah, a Seder Chanukah Sabai, say some Zayar, and they do it. And I know in our Sameach, when somebody moves into an apartment, even a rented apartment, they get together, they do it. I mean, it goes together with some shawarma and grilled. I'm sure that's in the Birkei Yosef also. But it goes with a Suda, Chanukah. But Avni Nezer writes that in Chutz La'aretz, you shouldn't make a Suda for Chanukah Sabayis. You're happy? You're living in Chutz La'aretz. And that says, don't do it. If you really want to do it with a Suda Smitzvah. It's a Suda Smitzvah anyway, a Siyum or a Shabbos Suda. So you're going to make a Simcha that you have a house in Chutz La'aretz. He says not to do it. But anyway, the question, when you put up the mezuzah, when do you do it? It's also, when you do the Suda, it's up to you. When you put up the mezuzah, that's more of a question. Do whatever you like. So why are you asking me if you know? I'm saying do whatever you want.
But you bring something into the house.
What?
Bring something into the house and then you store something.
Yeah, the question is what level of storage is mechayev mezuzah. I don't know, my father said his meaning was when you read to buy, the first things you bring in are tzarchi Shabbos. They had a meaning to bring in wine and salt and matzah and candles, and it stands for something. It spells Chanukas or something, challah, ner. I don't remember what it spells. It spells something, and you bring in tzarchei Shabbos. It should be tzarchei mitzvah, the first thing. So it's what we did. Where? He brought bread and salt. Okay, I don't know what to make of it, but I am kipper bread and salt. Okay, the maisa. It's interesting. L'chaim Knievsky writes that you put up the mezuzah when you move in. He writes l'nogu l'dagdek. If it's before you moved in, after you moved in, as you move in, you put up the mezuzah. He writes like l'nogu l'dagdek. As you're moving in, you do it. So Magen Avraham is saying, if you put it up beforehand, you make the bracha when you move in. That's what he says. So the bracha, it seems, when you move in. What does when you move in mean? It's a very tricky, it's like an eitzah. Take some things in and sit down, have a suda, make a bracha on the mezuzah. You should do what? No, he says the Birkei Yosef argues. Magen Avraham says you make l'ador, and he says the Birkei Yosef is mefakfek. And all the achrayim are mefakfek, like the Birkei Yosef, and they say not to say l'ador. The question of putting up a mezuzah de shaliach, I don't know anybody would want to. You have a chance to do your own mitzvah yourself, you should do it. But if you do it ayde shaliach, so there's a question: who makes the bracha? The Aruch HaShulchan says the Balabais makes the bracha. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchis B'dikas Chametz in Taf Lamed Beis of Katan Vav says the Shliach makes the bracha by B'dikas Chametz. And this is a machlokes throughout between the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Brura. When you do something through a Shliach, but Kiyah Shofar, assuming the Tekeah was Yaitzer already, and now he's coming to you, might see someone else, who makes the bracha? The Tekeah or the Shemeah? Megillah, you're laying there ready, you're going to lay for somebody. you might see him. Who makes the bracha? You or the one who does it? So it's a consistent machlaikis tidar hashulchan who says that the one whose mitzvah it is makes a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says the shliach. Bepayol, I suggest always that the one yaitza make the bracha for another reason, because there are times when you're going to be mighty someone, and that person, well, you're going to go read the Megillah for somebody. You go to a house, someone who's not well, you read the Megillah. You make a bracha, you start laning, and before you're halfway through, he falls asleep. So he's not yaitza the mitzvah. So whose bracha levatala is it? Let it be his bracha levatala. It's going to be your bracha levatala. It happened to me when I still lived in Borough Park. So the Aguda had, I don't know if they still had, a program where you blow shofar for homebound people. So I went, I lived near 18th Avenue, so I went on 50th Street and 18th. There's an apartment house above Mendel's Pizza Store. So there was an old lady there. So I went in, I blew shofar for her. So I made the bracha for her, like the Mishnah Berurah, and I blew for her. And she said, "Wow, you blew better than the other guy." I said, "Who's the other guy?" So she shows me that her window is right over their two shuls, Felder Shul and Horowitz Shul. They used to call it Horowitz Shul, I don't know if they call it today. So she already heard Kia from Horowitz Shul and from Felder Shul, and I blew better than the other guys. But my bracha was Levatala, she was Yaitza ready. So after that, I decided if I might see someone, let him make the bracha, or her make the bracha, and I stopped making bracha for other people. So, what?
Don't let it bother you too much. But we talked about the young rabbi making a sukkah. Somebody makes a sukkah for you.
Shechianu? We don't make Shechianu. We don't make Shechianu.
We don't make Shechianu. We don't make.
I mean, in theory, if it was. Okay. I'll tell you, there's a shaila here about Shechianu on the house. Take a look in Shach Aleph. The beginning he talks about something else. Lo yivorech b'shas k'siva, d'chol mitzvah she'ena siyasa. Gemar mitzvah, ena mivorech, lo b'shas gemar mitzvah. Writing the mezuzah is not the gemar mitzvah, kosev b'prisha. Ha de'im mivorech shechiyanu, why don't you make a shechiyanu? You put up a mezuzah. Mishum de'ein eba mizman lizman. It's machlekes rishayim, you make shechiyanu on a mitzvah, the first time you're doing it, a bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin, or a woman lights Shabbos candles the first time. Does she make shechianu? So the shach brings on the prisha. No, it Tosis says if it's not bar mizman lizman, you don't make a shechianu. B'shani talis ubeget shaloi shai shemavarach lo shechianu shemishum simcha. When you put on a new talis, you make shechianu. That's because of the simcha of a new talis. It's not because of the mitzvah. Ubemezuzah eini mevarech ashezikol Hashem isbarach bebayis el al mitzvahs kviyas mezuzah. The bracha is not on owning a house. The bracha is on the kviyas mezuzah. So you say mezuzah and shechianu. The shechianu be a hefsek ad kan. So therefore you don't make shechianu. Ayin le'asim mechav ches. It talks there about kisei adam. First time in your life you do kisei adam. Whether you make shechianu, so it's the same thing. It's not a mitzvah habo mizman lizman. We don't make shechianu. But it says that you should get a beged chadash and try to patter. So you make the shechianu and the beged chadash along with it. When bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin the first time, usually he has new begadim. So you tell it to make shechianu on the begadim. You're just being happy. If it's not a mitzvah bar zman, you don't make shechianu. Simcha a new talis. Yeah, but tefillin made from leather. Things made from leather, you don't make shechianu on. Good. When I got married the first Friday night, I told my wife that when she lights candles the first time, she should put on a new baguette and make shechianu and then make the bracha lahadlik. Normally, you can make on the new candlesticks, but we weren't at home, so we didn't have the new candlesticks. So I told her to put on a new bag and say shechianu. So she told me, no, my mother-in-law's plan of what she wears each time didn't have a new bag for Friday night. That wasn't in the schedule. But by the time we got to Friday night, she listened to me, the first week. She listened to me, she put on a new bag and she made it. because she never lit candles before. It's a new mitzvah. Some people light up girls, but she had never done it. It was a new mitzvah. So I told her, make a shachianu before the bracha on the neiris. I want to be a hefsek. Maybe once since, I'm not sure. but anyway, the Mishnah Berurah though, what? You don't make a bracha on a simcha shel mitzvah only on a mitzvah shabbat lizman lizman. That's because the beged, because you have a new beged. Right, you make shachianu before the bracha, even though by lulav you make it after, by there you make it before. The Mishnah Berurah.
One shot only.
It is an exception. I'll tell you in a minute. Mishnah Berurah and Sharat Siyun. What? You make Shechianu the new baguette, the new suit, the new talis. But you make Shechianu before the Lesatev, because it's a hefsek, really. It's not on the mitzvah, it's on the new baguette. The Mishnah Berurah and Sharat Siyun, Reish Chav Gimel, Sivkat Nechav Aleph, says that you do make a Shechianu on a new house. Not on the mitzvah mezuzah. You make a bracha on the new house. The question is, when do you make a bracha on the new house? He says when you put up the mezuzah. Because before you put up the mezuzah, it's not roy to live in. That's just like a suit. You make a bracha after you do the alterations. So he says that on a new house, you have to wait till it's roy to live in. So he says you make a shechianu. You don't make a hefsek. You don't say, look, play a mezuzah, shechianu, and put it up. That'll be a hefsek. So you make you put it up, and then you make a shechianu on the house.
Wouldn't it be a
taiva or a taiva beitin? You're right. What do one person make a taiva beitin?
The cover shechianu.
The nusa of a shechianu on something used by many people is taka taiva beitin. Because it's not roy lador beforehand. Because now I live in a house and doesn't have a mezuzah. It is true. What? But you're not supposed to live in a house without a beged. You're allowed to wear a beged that doesn't have alterations, but you're allowed to wear a beged with split pants. But you don't. It's Esther Yirah. You don't make Shechianu. As long as there's still a simcha in the newness. That's the thing. It's a very interesting thing. How long is a simcha? You know, people ask me to have a baby. You have a son, you make a bracha, you make a taiva meitiv. So people forget in the rush of the initial birth, say, how long could you make the bracha? I say, as long as you still feel the simcha. How long is it? The newness of the simcha. So it's very hard to gauge. Different people are different things. I remember when we learned Hilchos Sheva Brachos, there was a shaila in the Marshal. If you didn't make a bracha when you got married, there's no Siddur Kedushin bracha, how long could you still make the Siddur Kedushin bracha, the bracha on getting married? So he compares it to eating. He says you can bench as long as you're full. When the fullness wears off, you're not satisfied, then you don't make it. He says the same thing, the bracha on marriage, you could do as long as you're still satisfied. That's his lashon. Still you have kedei sviya from it. So I don't know if he means, what does he mean, 20 years? 30 years? I don't know. Like, until when could you make it? He says, no, that's Shabbos. You can't make later. The Kedushin. Mashal says you can do it later. I'll show you. That's what we're talking about. He says if you default on the mortgage, it becomes a bracha levatala. When you wear a new suit, eventually it wears out also. The truth is, it's not such a joke. There's a tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, it just reminded me, in the Ber Moshe, the Betzina Rav writes that when you buy a house and you have a mortgage, you don't own the house, the bank owns it. The bank owns half the house. It's not technically true. You really do own the house. There's a lien on the house. Okay. A leased car. If it's really a leased car, you can make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on all simchas. It has to be a beged chadash, a keli chadash. What does that have to do with shechianu here? What does shechianu have to do with simchas, simchas, simchas? What do they have to do with the other?
But it is more mitzvahs. I mean, every now and then,
you see me, you're not besimcha.
Oh.
Chadash, Chadash. Sometimes the Hergesh Alev is... I don't think anybody else made a Shafiyanu. No, they say the exception proves the rule. Exception proves the rule. You know he did it, that means nobody did it, right? I did, it's appropriate to mark the moment. He put on a Beged Chadash. So that's it. One last thing. The Ger to Mezuzah, you should know that if some people... they want to be mechanech their children, they have the children put up a mezuzah. You need shlichus for putting up a mezuzah. And if a katan or a guy puts up a mezuzah, you can't make a bracha. Mezuzah is kosher, I assume, but the putting up the mezuzah has to be by a bar shlichus, not by a katan, not by a guy. There's a question, a fascinating issue about a payel. If you hire even a guy, now nobody is going to have a guy put up his mezuzahs. But in theory, if a guy, you make a guy a shliach, so then shlichus la'akum. So there's an interesting Machne Ephraim in Dinei Shluchim, Ois Yod Aleph. The Machne Ephraim holds that the Gemara, it says in the Bav Metzia, Daf Yod, I think it is, or Yod Aleph, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi. Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi is an exception to Dinei Shlichus. The din by shlichus that you can't be zayche to some b'makim shechav lachrini, and even I de shlichus taisus holds that you can't be a shliach to do something for someone that's a chayiv to other people. But the Gemara says yad payel ki yad rabbi. Yad payel works like yad ha'adai. The Machne Ephraim holds that the din of yad payel ki yad rabbi goes so far that is shlichus even to a guy. If he's Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, certainly B'Bakr Shechav Lachrini, which has come out of Beferish Gemara, and the Shlichus works. He has a case where you're putting up a Makkah, and a guy puts up the Makkah. It's not uncommon. You have workers, they put it up. I don't know how to put up a Makkah, so we built a porch. Who put up the Makkah? The Gaisha workers. So he holds, the Machne Ephraim holds that if you're paying the guy for the work, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, the shlichus la'akum.
That means you could. If someone's painting your room and they take it down mezuzah to paint that area.
And they put the mezuzah back. You mean if you pay them, put the mezuzah back? Yeah,
yes,
it would be the same thing. So presumably it would be the same. So Chai Knievsky here writes, he doesn't bring the Machne Ephraim. He just writes a filu poyel. You can't make a bracha. I have at home a Machne Ephraim with the Agois of Rabbi Kivager, which tells you a little about who the Machne Ephraim was, right? So there, Rabbi Kivager is maskim. That piece in the Machne Ephraim has three or four chidushim. He says maskim to everything, except doing mitzvahs through a guy. That he says, he was like Kifra's Alamida. I went a little too far that you can make a shliach to do a mitzvah. That he's not maskim. But to take away chesrainais of ein shlichus la'akum, that he's maskim, that Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, and that could work. It means that if you want someone to do something for you that won't work, you give them a few dollars, you could do it that way. So, what? Who's the mitzvah tzrichas kavana? On the shliach or the baal? It's an interesting question. If it's a din in the maisa, then it's in the shliach. If it's a din in the... It should depend on, the two ways to learn. Yeshiva, we always have two ways to learn shlichas. When you make a shliach, you have two ways to understand shlichas. Either the shliach is my arm, I'm doing it with his body, or, no, the shliach does it, and the chalois is on me. You follow two ways to learn? Either it's a yodei arichta, that I'm doing it with his guf, or he does it and the chalois is on me. The simplest nafgamina is when you make a shliach to give a get, who has to own the paper? The halachi is the one who gives the get has to own the paper. So Sameach says it's totally these two ways to learn. If you learn when you make a shliach, you're doing it with his body. So then you're the bailim of the paper. If you learn that the shliach does it, just the chalois goes on you, that shlichus, so then the paper has to belong to him. That's his nafkamina. Same thing with shlichus kavana. If you learn that he's doing it and the chalois is on me, he has to have kavana. If you learn that he's Yodei Arichta, he's like my long arm, then I should have to be Mitzvah. We can't have Mitzvah Shechus Kavana, no? I hear. I guess it depends on the work or what. I understand. Okay, he could be sleeping. All right, next week, Siv Beis. I'm sorry, I have to run. I have a 10 o'clock meeting, so you'll excuse me. I have to run.